Welcome to Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna.
That is caught! Touchdown! Oh my gosh! How did that happen? He got it from 59 yards away for the win!
Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna, is brought to you by Ticket Exchange, Community First Credit Union, Carey Limousine, Wachovia, Sonny's Barbecue, and by Everbank. Jaguars This Week begins right now.
Hey there, good evening. Welcome to Jaguars This Week. Brian Sexton along with Jeff Loggeman and Joe Fortunato. Logs, welcome back. You can't imagine the number of people that sent me either a Facebook or a Twitter wondering if you had left. I said, whoa, no, no.
No.
No, he's not going anywhere. We need him.
Had a little break last week. You know, had some things to tend to elsewhere. But I'm back. I'm not going anywhere.
Nice to have you back.
At least for now.
Joe's here. He's driving a different car this week.
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
No, I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks.
You know, Loggy, I started off the show last week by telling the listeners that I really wasn't looking forward to the next month or 5 weeks or whatever of doing the show, not because I don't enjoy your company, but because
it's labor.
Yeah. I knew it was going to dominate. And then Thursday, the U.S. Federal Mediation Services and the NFL and the NFLPA got together and announced that they were going to start mediations.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow's the last day of seven straight days of mediation. For those people who are listening who don't know, you were on the executive committee of the NFLPA.
Or was it the union then? It was a union, but it was still titled the National Football League Players Association.
So, okay.
But it was a union at the time.
And it's not any longer.
Once the collective bargaining agreement was reached, and I was an executive committee member, which is essentially a vice president. And at that time, Mike Ken was the president, and then at a later date, it became Trace Armstrong.
Okay. So your thoughts on mediation in general based on what you know?
Well, first and foremost, it's a positive thing in that they're talking. I mean, that to me is on the face of it is a good thing. Now, here's the thing that you don't know about. I mean, just because the mediator comes to a conclusion to help the parties come to an agreement doesn't mean that it's binding. You know, this is not Judge Alex, you know, from your TV fame where, you know, you sign a contract before you go in and say, hey, what Judge Alex says goes.
Right.
I mean, this is, but it's good that they're talking because if there was no mediation, maybe they would not be talking. So conversation is always good. And kind of how, I guess my thought on this thing is that the NFL is a wildly successful business.
$9 billion.
Wildly successful business that just went through one of the greatest economic downturns in history. I mean, what? All-time high unemployment since the Great Depression.
Yes.
And the NFL thrived. It went through it with flying stars. How could you not try to find some common ground and to make both parties happy? And I think that something will get worked out. Now, as far as when, I don't know. But I think for both parties, for all parties, sooner is way better than later. You know, and obviously this lockout thing, if it doesn't happen by this date, I believe that there will be a lockout. But I think if it's going to happen, it's got to happen prior to that date.
Just to show how popular the NFL is, when you talk about wildly successful, I'm sure you know that the Super Bowl that was just played is the most watched television program in
history.
Numbers were
incredible.
Did you see the numbers on the Combine on the NFL Network?
They actually registered something, which is amazing.
8.4 million viewers. And remember now, they're not on Time Warner.
No.
They are in 21 million fewer homes than ESPN, and they generated more unique viewers than any single game of the World Series.
That's incredible.
Last year. For guys running around in shorts and T-shirts with three cone drills, bench pressing, I mean, that's preposterous.
It's crazy, and I'll never forget, Brian, when the collective bargaining, when the union, when we, I guess you could say, we're no longer a union, went to an association.
Right?
It was like right prior to that. And I remember having a conversation with our head coach at the time, which was Bruce Coslett for the New York Jets, and he was – you know, he played in the National Football League, grew up, you know, the Mike Brown kind of regime, obviously with Cincinnati. And so he was very pessimistic about what free agency and the future of the NFL would be.
Okay.
And my opinion of him was that, hey, I said, this free agency thing is going to breathe new life into franchises that had no hope. I said, the NFL is going to become a year-round sport. I said, from the combine to the draft, and then you add free agency to take that void that really was there prior to the draft. Holy cow. And he didn't agree with me. I said, you watch. And sure enough, I mean, it happened. Not that I was, you know, some great
visionary. See the future. Yeah.
But, I mean, holy cow, I mean, it's a year-round sport now. I mean, it really is.
So I had this conversation with a guy who was doing something at my house, and he said it's going to sour fans on the NFL. And I said, no, it won't. I said, it may make them mad, but when you have the kind of viewership that they have, think about just the fantasy football
people. It would sour the fans if there's going to be games missed.
Right. But I don't think long term. I think they'd come back.
Well, I think they will. I mean, but, you know, I think any time that you have labor unrest, it's never good for the growth of the game. And there's no league that has grown like the NFL. Nobody. MLB is not even close. NHL is not even close. NBA is not even in the ballpark. You know, so the National Football League has a great thing going and obviously wants to expand its interest overseas. But you can't do that unless things are right at home. And having labor rest, peace, is paramount to having that.
355-NFL-1, 800-355-6351. And as we've told you over the last couple of weeks, since this has become a two-man operation, at least in the short term, we're going to use Facebook and Twitter a lot to communicate with you, make you part of the show. Facebook.com/JacksonvilleJaguars is a way for you to send your thoughts, post a comment. Joe will read them, we'll respond to them. And then, of course, Jags Voice, @JagsVoice is the Twitter, and we will get your thoughts on the air as well. Again, 355-NFL-1. Mercedes Lewis, franchise tag. Only the second player in the history of the franchise to get the tag. Pardon me, third. Tony Brackens got it in 2000, but they got a deal done right before training camp. And then Donovan Darius had it for 2 years, and in the third year, they got a deal done.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we just don't know what to say about the franchise tag right now because we don't know if it's going to still exist.
Well, yeah, and you don't know what that's going to mean going forward. Could part of the new collective bargain agreement say that, okay, we're no longer going to have franchise or transition tags? You know, that could be out the window. You don't know.
Now, it's not exclusive. There's two different categories for those of you who are listening. There's exclusive, which means you can't negotiate with anyone else. Then there's non-exclusive, which means you can negotiate, but the team that you negotiate a contract with gets two first-round picks, which obviously really narrows the window.
That makes it tough.
Lewis is a big-time talent.
He's an elite player at his position, and there's no questioning that, because of his ability to block and catch.
Smart move. Jaguars are getting him for $7 million next year. But the thought is that they'd rather have a long-term deal with him.
Sure, sure. And then and Mercedes would rather be a free agent.
Yeah,
you know, that's part of the agreement. Now, and I've got some thoughts on you know, this whole labor thing and franchise tags and all
that. Let's go back to it then.
You know, and the reason I say I've got some thoughts on it is that, you know, the a lot of people say, oh, well, it's just billionaires and millionaires that are arguing over dollars. Well, you know, people have to remember that players have a very short span of making money. There's no guaranteed contracts in the National Football League. Careers are very short. I am for having the rookie wage scale, but I'm also for having free agency come at an earlier time.
So what would be early? 2 years?
To me, after three.
Okay.
You know, at the latest. And if they can trim some fat, so to speak, in that first round, to me, the players that are drafted in the third round and beyond, I mean, to me, they're fairly compensated. It's the first round that's really gotten out of control.
$50 million
I mean, it's just insanity for somebody who hasn't proven themselves.
Can you?
And I don't like to use him as an example. No. To me, it's Jamarcus Russell.
Okay. Yeah, because you're talking about a guy.
He's the poster child for rookie wage scales.
$39 million deal.
But then I also see the side of the owners in that, you know, when you go a total football revenue model, you know, costs aren't part of the equation. You know, and you've got to have some type of factor that analyzes costs. And people say, well, how do they get to this point? Well, back when they had what was termed DGR, now it's TFR. DGR, designated gross revenue, total football revenue. These are two different models that we're talking about. And that's why the debate is going on. Owners are saying that, you know, hey, we're not getting any kind of accounting on cost. And they should. they should get an accounting on costs. But at the same time, the players all show are also the ones that are putting their bodies, their lives, their minds, as we've seen lately with Dave Duerson, at risk.
Sad state of affairs.
You know, so you have to take that into the equation.
355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. You have a question from Facebook, Joey?
Do have a Facebook question from Jonathan, whose avatar, by the way, is a picture of Jerry Rice. He says, is Bob Sanders really coming to the Jags?
Well, I think there's a chance, but you know, I think that the numbers have to be right. And when I say that is that Bob Sanders has played how many games in the last 3 years?
Five
games in the last 3 years. The Indianapolis Colts have paid a lot of money. I think it's probably $6 or $7 million per year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got a big money deal after he was the NFL Defensive Player
absolutely.
Of the Year.
Absolutely. And so if you're going to get a player of that caliber, which I mean, this is one of those things where, boy, it could work out to where it's unbelievable, or you could just say, oh, boy, buyer's regret. But it's got to make sense from a financial standpoint that if he is not available, if he is not healthy, then your risk, in other words, the amount of money that you pay out, is minimal.
When they drafted him and I saw how big he was, I didn't think he'd be able to play. Now, it turned out he turned into a great player, but he still wasn't able to play because he couldn't stay healthy.
When he plays, he is an elite safety. But you got to play. You know, and in fact, you know, we were sitting here before the show, and I'm looking up on our little, I guess, grease board, you'd call it, and Joe's written down Gene Smith-isms, you know, the sayings that he's always said. And the bottom one right there says it all. Availability supersedes ability.
Yeah. It does no good to have him if you can't have
him. You know, so you got to have him on the field. You got to have him playing. I mean, you go back and you look at some of the disappointing free agent acquisitions in Jaguars history. Carnell Lake wasn't able to play the ability that he had with Pittsburgh. The linebacker that they got from Tampa. Not Lonnie Martz.
No, I knew you were going to say that. He played with the Steelers. He played with the Packers.
That's right, and I'm drawing a blank.
Boy, I tell you, 2001.
Who?
He got a big deal.
Boy, we're getting old.
Hold on, I'll find it.
But anyway, I mean, that's, you know, you don't want to make those type of mistakes, and there's nothing wrong with making a mistake as long as it's not costing you an arm and a leg. You know, so that's what I say is that the numbers have to make sense.
Hardy Nickerson.
You know, so the numbers have to make sense. If they don't make sense, then you don't do it. You know, and there may be another team that's willing to take that risk. And I think to be successful, you can't be willing to take that financial risk. Now, if the financial risk is minimal, absolutely. You have a dire need in the secondary, and if he's healthy, he would certainly fill that need.
All right, 355 NFL 1. The one thing on that is that they took a guy who was injured last year in Aaron Kampman, and they were rewarded until the point that Aaron Kampman hurt his knee as well.
Yeah.
So, but the numbers were right.
The numbers were right. I mean, and you compare his contract to Julius Peppers, which to me, you know,
was
players pretty similar, and the numbers aren't even close.
Yeah. 355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. By the way, we were told by a gentleman who was in here earlier that Kampman has been an animal. I mean, he's been on the phone with the players. He's been here working out. He has grabbed this team by the chest, by the face mask, and said, let's go.
Yeah, and talked to D-line coach Joe Cullen. He said that he is working his behind off, which you'd never expect anything less out of him.
Guy who's passionate about the game and what he does. Grab a quick call, and then we'll take our first break. Jeff is in Argyle. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
I've got a question about Greg Jones. I know he's been on the team, I think, about 5 years or so. But didn't he sub for Fred Taylor back in, I think it was in 07, Fred Taylor got hurt and he had to sub for a while?
No, he was...
08,
09? Oh, no, it was 06.
It wasn't much.
I'm sorry, it was 05 because it was before Maurice got here.
Yeah.
Once they drafted Maurice,
right,
they didn't need him for it anymore. He had a big game against the Ravens, a 100-yard game here against the Ravens, and he had an 87 or 88-yard game and a touchdown against the Steelers when the Jaguars beat the Steelers up there in 2005. So it's been a couple of years since he's been that running back backup guy.
Yeah, do you know how many yards he got that year?
I can look up the exact number of yards for you. Hold on one sec.
So what's your question, Jeff?
Well, I just this is just me, my opinion. I'd like to see him get more carries. I'd like to see him have a tandem back there as far as running backs, him and Jones, Drew, because I think one back can carry the whole load. See where I'm going with this?
No, I see where you're going, and I think they've got that in Rashad Jennings. I mean, what we saw this past year out of Rashad Jennings and his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, I mean, I mean, I think you got it. I mean, you got a young, developing, talented tailback, receiving running back in Rashad. Greg Jones is an outstanding player at what he does, and that's fullback. I mean, he's Pro Bowl caliber at fullback.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about Rashad Jennings. Yeah, he's outstanding. Okay, let's do all three of them. Mm-hmm. I'll listen out there.
All right. Well, you know, Jack Del Rio gets that question a lot because people call his show during the season and know, you know, what he thinks and how fond he is of Greg Jones, and he'll tell you right out of the gate. Greg is a Pro Bowl fullback. Greg is not going to carry the ball.
No.
Occasionally in a short yardage situation on the goal line, maybe, but he's not going to carry the ball. Here are the numbers on Greg Jones. He had 77 yards and a touchdown at Pitt in October of 05. He had two 100-yard games. He had the Baltimore game that I mentioned. He also had a game against Cleveland that year, which is completely immemorable. He finished with a 3.8 per yard average, scored four touchdowns, and ran for 575. Best season as a pro was that year, right?
Yeah.
Just, and now he's ostensibly six seasons past that. So,
and after the break, we go Old Spice, right?
Yeah, we're going to bring Spicer on and talk a little bit about retirement. We'll do that after this on News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
Traffic reports to help you avoid delays.
Well, it's right there. They put it in the media. Now they're trying to move it out into a parking lot. That's going to add a couple of minutes to your ride as you're heading toward 295.
News Talk Radio, WOKV.
He's got him, Aaron! Touchdown, Jacksonville!
The Jaguars try to take advantage of every opportunity to score at Everbank Field. And now you can take advantage of the opportunity to score a higher yield on your savings with Everbank's Yield Pledge Money Market Account. You can earn six times more than the national average. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 623-EVER or visit everbank.com. Yields up to six times higher than the national average as measured by the BRM National Index. Source bankrate.com. Last updated June 2nd, 2010. Member FDIC.
Yeah. One world. One voice. Yo, even those days I don't feel like getting up. Even those days when I feel like giving up. Then I realize that I touched a couple lives of the people of the world. And I know I gotta live it up. I'll refresh the world to be somebody. Cut these hoods, man, they need somebody. All they need is one. I could be this one. Our hearts could be this one. And we can be as one.
Refresh the world, I can be somebody.
Yeah, show the world I can be somebody. Refreshing the world, refreshing the world.
Refreshing the world.
Uh-huh.
If you refresh the world and become somebody.
The Pepsi Refresh Project is giving away millions in grants to refresh communities across America. So choose Pepsi, because every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Come on, everybody. Woo! Yeah. Everybody around the world. Find someone you love. Tell them, make a new world. Refresh the world and let's make a new world.
So, what's new at Steinmart?
Fabulous finds. Fabulous finds are exactly what they say. It's the best of the best.
Oh, it is the current stuff. Killer deals, killer prices.
A ton of big brand names.
And I can get them at great prices.
So, these fabulous finds are that good, eh?
They're amazing. They're marvelous. They are better than good.
So, be the first to find them.
Once they're gone, they're gone. It's worth a trip just to go in for the fabulous finds.
Steinmart. More fashion, less price.
Daily's has plenty of reasons for you to stop by while you're waiting for the next Jaguar season. Whether you need to get your day started right with a fresh cup of Daily's Grind Coffee, or set the mood when you get home with a bottle of wine from the Daily's Reserve, Daily's is ready to make your day just a little nicer. And the next time you're at Daily's, sign up for the Daily's Rewards program so you can join other fans who earn free rewards every time they shop at Daily's. Daily's, it's nicer here.
Proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Daily's Kickoff Kid.
Justin from Jacksonville loves his Jaguars.
Jaguars!
And tailgating with friends at home games.
Grill's ready.
He's cooked grouper, gator, and gumbo, but nothing compares to grilling a plump, juicy, premio Italian sausage with its secret blend of authentic herbs and spices.
What is that, your stomach growling?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Like a Jaguar.
Sounds like someone's ready for premio.
Got a hungry pack of Jaguar fans to feed? Get premio. Home or away, premio delivers the taste of real Italian sausage. Stock up at your neighborhood Winn-Dixie or have one at the stadium.
Traffic and weather, AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
From the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center, 295 northbound traffic is getting better between 95 and Old St. Augustine Road. It is still busy in the exit lanes at Roosevelt and Blanding. You can run add an extra 10 minutes just to get off the highway. South side in both directions is slow between Phillips Highway and Beach. Overall, it's at least 15 minutes in both directions. And taking a look at your drive back into town on Butler westbound, Michelle has your FDOT 511 road report.
Butler westbound at Belford Road, use caution getting past a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder there. It's a 15-minute ride from A1A to I-95.
I'm Andy Navarro on News Talk Radio, WOKV.
The WOKV weather meter is a 9 out of 10, mostly clear early tonight. Low clouds will form late, a low of 49. Tomorrow after a cloudy start, it will become mostly sunny and delightful, a high of 74. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low of 54. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a few showers, but it will be warmer, a high up to 79 degrees. Sunshine returns for the weekend. I'm Mackie with meteorologist Brent Anderson for AM 690 and 106.5 FM, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
All right, welcome back, Jaguars, this week as we hit the bottom of the hour. We'll grab Paul Spicer a little later. Now we want to talk to Jaguars punter Adam Podlish for a couple of things. First of all, Adam, welcome to the show. How are you? How's your offseason?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thanks for having me. It's going great.
Hey, Pods, you've got a little thing coming up, a golf tournament that's going to benefit, correct me if I'm wrong, the American Cancer Society?
That's right, Jeff. It's the Podlish Play for Life Celebrity Golf Classic. It's going on April 4th at Tim Aquana. Should be a good time, and we've actually teamed up with the David Garrard Foundation on this one, which obviously helps the fight against breast cancer. Some of our net profits are going to go towards that fight, and the rest of it's going to go towards the American Cancer Society for cancer research.
Now, it kind of hits home for you, doesn't it? I mean, holy cow, I was talking to Joe a little bit earlier in the day, and not a lot of people know that you went through your own personal bout with cancer. Tell people about that.
Yeah, that's right. Almost a year ago today now, actually, I got diagnosed with a very rare type of salivary gland cancer called acinic cell carcinoma. It was very shocking. The rehabilitation went extremely well. It was definitely a very growing experience from a mental and spiritual standpoint. And, you know, as far as giving back, it was completely up my alley. I really wanted to do something with this. Obviously, with it happening with myself, and it's kind of one of those things you never notice a certain type of car on the road until you actually get one. Then you notice everything else that you just got. That kind of happened. You know, all of a sudden it seems like everybody around me had, in one way, shape, or form, been impacted by cancer, and everybody's been very giving and wanted to be a part of something like this. So I figured we might as well start something up.
You know, you're coming off the best season of your career personally and the best net punting average in Jaguars history. How much did your battle with cancer last year help you focus or put things in perspective or make an impact on your best pro season?
Absolutely, totally did. Now, you know, obviously, you know, growing as a punter and getting more experience, getting a little bit better physically for the game definitely did help. But I know for a fact I wouldn't have had as impactful of a season if I didn't go through this, kind of taking lemons and turning into lemonade in this whole situation. Really put all of life in perspective for me going through this whole ordeal. You know, obviously, having a bad punt to me this past season didn't take it as nearly the same way as I did, you know, a couple of years ago. You know, there's a lot worse things to have happen in your life.
So Adam, correct me if I'm wrong. Are you free agent coming up?
Yes, I am. I just finished the last year of my 4-year deal. And, yeah, obviously, number one is awaiting the CBA and what happens with that. But, you know, I'm kind of just hanging out right now.
All right, so your thoughts on number one, your future, and number two, the labor talks?
Yeah, well, you know, number one, with my contract and what's going to happen with me, you know, I can obviously outrule, you know, what's going to happen potentially with where I could go. But right now, in my heart, you know, I would definitely like to be a Jaguar for, you know, another 5 years and get a second contract here. Obviously, the special teams is definitely stressed, you know, starting up with Gene, Jack, going down into Russ Purnell as a great special teams coach. We've really, you know, gotten together and kind of meshed together really well. And obviously there's a lot to be said about our special teams unit. You know, you can go on and on about guys. You got Kasim, you got Montel. These guys are really great players. They're enthusiastic, and it helps everybody, you know, kind of get that synergistic effort.
All right, Adam. AdamPodlish.com, right?
Absolutely. AdamPodlish.com. You can register online to take part in this tournament. We've actually also got a punt, pass, and kick challenge for the kids. If you sign up and play, you can have your kids take part with the Jacksonville Jaguars as punt, pass, and kick with David, Josh, and myself.
Hey, how's your golf game, by the way? Can you catch Wiscobe now?
He's a kicker, man. They're all good at golf.
Good.
I actually just got done playing. I played with Jeff Clouk and Josh a little while ago at Palencia. And, you know, he's still got me a little bit. I keep on saying I'm catching up with him right now. I'd say about 3 out of 10 times I'll get him.
You ever play with Brian Barker?
I haven't played with him in a long time. I played with him with a shootout a long time ago.
He's good. Punters are good golfers.
Yeah, he is. Actually, I've been talking to him. It looks like he's going to be joining in on this tournament as well. And, you know, actually, you too, if you guys want to come in and play, we'd be more than happy to have you guys as a celebrity as well.
How's your game, Lux?
I don't play. Sorry. Thanks, though, Pods.
Pods, if you need any help with the banquet afterwards, I'll come be an MC, but I don't golf.
Oh, I appreciate it, Brian.
You got it. Whatever you need. Congratulations on getting this put together and coming off a great season.
And best of luck with the contract and the negotiations and free agency.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Adam Podlesch, ladies and gentlemen, thrilled for him that he has taken something that was definitely a negative and turned it into a major positive, not just in his life, but hopefully in the lives of a lot of folks who are dealing with cancer here on the First Coast. We break now for news at the bottom of the hour, and we keep going. On News Talk Radio, WOKV, depend on it.
As the temperature heats up, so do the issues in Washington.
Where's the middle ground? Where's the compromise? How do you keep the government running when the budget runs out on March the 4th?
News Talk Radio, WOKV.
There are two downtown teams you know are going to give it their all. The Jacksonville Jaguars and the crew at the Burrito Gallery. The Burrito Gallery would like to thank all of our fans who come by El Gato Grande on the main concourse on game day and our 21 East Adams Street location in the heart of downtown. In our kitchen, every day is game day. Voted best burrito in North Florida, Burrito Gallery features local art, the freshest burritos, and specialty salads. Burrito Gallery has a full liquor bar and a rocking back patio with skyline views of the River City. We also cater and host legendary parties. Check us out at burritogallery.com and go Jags!
Where can you find North Florida's largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles under $20,000?
Brumos.com.
Click Brumos.com for over 200 pre-owned luxury vehicles. Now you can shop Porsche, Lexus, Infiniti, Audi, Jaguar, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Land Rover, and more. All starting under $20,000. So, where can you find North Florida's largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles under $20,000?
Brumos.com.
AM 690 and 106.5 FM. The station Jacksonville turns to first for breaking news and live team coverage of the day's top stories. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
It's 6:30, 57 degrees with gray skies. I'm Tiffany Griffith. Our top local story, Jacksonville cops put one of their own behind bars.
Organized fraud and grand theft. That's what 22-year veteran Lieutenant Reginald Lott is being charged with. He allegedly stole more than $50,000 from the Brotherhood of Police. Lieutenant Lott was making $89,000 a year. So was it greed?
That's something you'd have to ask him. I mean, greed or no greed, it wasn't his money. He shouldn't have taken it in the first place. I don't care how much money he's making.
Undersheriff Frank McAsey says the arrest was made today, but before that, Lott retired, allowing him to keep his pension. At JSO headquarters, Kevin Rincon, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
It's a 9 on the weather meter. Your full forecast is coming up. WOKV news time is 6:31. Our top national story.
We strongly condemn the use of violence in Libya.
President Obama addressing the crisis in Libya. The president saying he is sending Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to Geneva on Monday for a meeting of the Human Rights Council. Hundreds have been killed and some Americans are trapped in Libya and are trying to leave. And is it real or a rumor? The federal government blowing off word that they're headed for a major shutdown next month.
While leaders of both parties in Congress keep jabbing at each other over the budget, the White House today tried to stay above the fray.
We believe there is the strong potential there for us to reach an agreement.
Spokesman Jay Carney saying a government shutdown next month could harm the economy. A temporary federal budget runs out a week from Friday. In Washington, Jeanne Dupree, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
WOKV News Time is 6:34. Traffic, weather, and more Jaguars this week. Next.
Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable weather forecast.
I'm not going to say it's not going to get cold, but it's not going to last long.
AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Daily's has plenty of reasons for you to stop by while you're waiting for the next Jaguar season. Whether you need to get your day started right with a fresh cup of Daily's Grind Coffee, or set the mood when you get home with a bottle of wine from the Daily's Reserve, Daily's is ready to make your day just a little nicer. And the next time you're at Daily's, sign up for the Daily's Rewards program so you can join other fans who earn free rewards every time they shop at Daily's. Daily's, it's nicer here.
Proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Daily's Kickoff Kid.
It's your health. You deserve to have access to it. Aetna's personal health record gives you secure access to your family health records online. which is a very helpful thing to have. Doctor visits, medications, allergies, lab results, family history, all up to date and all in one place. You can keep track of your kids' immunization records, get friendly reminders that it's time for a mammogram, and it's so advanced, it even alerts you about potential medical issues or medication conflicts. Email it, print it out, and share it with your doctor. It's your health. You should have access to it. No more, get better. Get a smarter health plan. Aetna.com.
The personal health record is offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and should not be used as the sole source of information about the member's medical history.
First Coast Honda and First Coast Suzuki of St. Augustine, the official power sports dealers of the Jacksonville Jaguars, is celebrating the grand opening of their new store on US 1 just south of State Road 16. First Coast Honda and First Coast Suzuki of St. Augustine have great deals on anything power sports. Win a custom Jaguars-themed motorcycle by registering at their display in the south end zone at each Jaguar home game or at firstcoasthonda.com. From First Coast Honda and First Coast Suzuki of St. Augustine.
WOKV News Time is 6:37 a.m., 690, and 106.5 FM as Jacksonville's most frequent traffic reports throughout the day. From the Safety and Security Traffic Center, here's Mandy Navarro.
I-10 out to the west side is up to speed. It's less than 6 minutes for between 95 and 295 exchange. Butler in both directions is about 15 minutes between A1A and 95. You'll probably tap the brakes between Belford and 95, so be sure to take your time through there. And 95 southbound traffic is still congested at JTB. You're going to take an extra 7 to 9 minutes just to get off the highway. I'm Mandy Navarro on News Talk Radio WOKV.
Meteorologist Brett Anderson has Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable forecast.
The WOKV weather meteor is a 9 out of 10. Clear tonight. Low clouds will form, though, very late tonight and continue into tomorrow morning. Low tonight, 49. But tomorrow afternoon looks good. Sunshine returns, a high of 74. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low of 54. And Friday, warmer, but it will turn out mostly cloudy. And we could see a couple of showers, a high up to 79. I'm back here with meteorologist Brett Anderson for AM 690 to 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio WOKV.
57 degrees downtown, 56 along the beaches. WOKV News Time is 6:38. Our next scheduled news is at 7 o'clock with breaking news and weather bulletins at once. I'm Tiffany Griffith on Jacksonville's News Traffic and Weather Station, AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio WOKV. Depend on it.
All right, welcome back, Jaguars, this week. Sexton and Loggeman with you for the next 20 minutes or so. If you've got a thought, number 800-355-NFL-1 or simply 355-NFL-1. At Jags Voice for the Twitter and Facebook.com/Jacksonville Jaguars. You got anything for us on the Facebook, Joe? Or are you not paying attention to that right now? Because I got Twitter I can pull up for Loggy here, too. Okay, here we go. Could you ask Spicer if he has a Twitter account? Thank you. We will. If we find him, we will.
We will if we can get a hold of him.
Yeah. Yeah, here he is. This is his moment in the sun, and now he's not answering the phone when Joe calls. Come on, Spice. Come on, you got to do that. We got one from Dave. He says, please stop taking the weekly Greg Jones questions. Please, dumbing the show down. I don't think we do it weekly. We don't do
no.
it weekly.
Oh, no.
But,
no.
Dave, it may seem that way because you just don't expect questions about the fullback. I'm with you, though. Greg is what Greg is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Your thoughts on Eben Britton and the rehab. Did you read John Osher's story about
I did, and by the way, John Osher has hit the ground running.
Yeah, he's a good
with
writer.
The stories. He's an outstanding writer, folks. As we told you back when it was announced that he would be at Jaguars.com, you will be simply missing out if you're not reading John Osher's articles.
And you haven't really started reading The Ozone yet.
I have not, but I will.
He's done a really good job.
I will mark it to one of my favorites.
You've known him a long time, and his personality comes shining through. I think, folks, you are going to be, for those of you especially that whined and cried and Vic is leaving and put him in the Ring of Honor.
Folks, it'll be nice to have a glasses half-full perspective.
John is a really good writer.
That's a shot at Vic. That's right.
Yeah, we got to take him. Now that he's gone, we'll take the shots here and there. We did find Paul. Hello, Paul Spicer.
Hello.
Hey,
you're
Spice.
On, baby.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, so how much of a signing bonus did you get on your one-day deal?
Hold on, let me get the change out of my pocket and count it up.
Typical Spice. Good for you, man. You know, when he showed up here in 2000 from Saginaw Valley State, he'd been, you know, with the CFL and been around the NFL a little bit. We didn't know what we were getting in the first game. Spicer in Dallas. You remember that game, right, Spice?
Oh, yeah. I remember it very well.
Overtime, Alvis Witt had caught the game-winning touchdown, 24-17. And Spicer comes in, and he has a sack and a half, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovered. Mm-hmm. And we said, wow, maybe this guy can play. And here we are now in 2011 talking about retiring as a Jacksonville Jaguar.
Yeah, so Spice, man, what happened? I mean, did you make a call? Did they call you? How did this happen that you signed a one-day deal with the Jaguars to retire a Jaguar?
Well, I made the call a few months ago, and, you know, I didn't know how it all went. I just said, you know what, who best to call? I called Gene Smith, and he told me to get in touch with Paul Vance, and I did that. Paul Vance called me back and said, when he gets time, we're going to try to put it together and get it done. And because at the time, the season was still going on, so, you know, of course, they were very busy. And he called me up this past Monday and said, hey, man, come on in. So I dropped what I was doing and headed on in. So
and you're back in town.
Got it done.
You're back in town full. You're back in town full time now, right? You and your wife and your Jacksonville residence and plan to be?
Yes, yes. I mean, I was in Jacksonville all last year as well. During this past season, I was, you know, early on before the season started, I was trying to get back into the league. Maybe try to get one more year, squeeze out one more year. It didn't work out for me, but I had an opportunity to go over to Barson Trail and help out their coaching staff and Coach Sutherland. And I just was like, you know, man, this is what I knew I wanted to coach. That's why I called up Coach Sutherland. And prior to that, I just kind of alluded to Jack, but it was kind of a little bit too late because it was right before training camp. So I just respected his wishes as far as getting back to him next year. Here we are in this next year. And, you know, right now I'm doing everything I can to kind of get my foot in the door as a coach on NFL level.
Well, and it certainly got to be that'd be like an incredible dream to accomplish when you desire something that's so great. But, Paul, going back to last year, you're out of football, you're in Jacksonville, and mm-hmm. all year long, you know, I've got a warm spot for defensive linemen. And I'm sure you like to watch defensive linemen too. And so this past year, watching Jeremy Mincy, I kept mm-hmm. thinking to myself, this could be the next Paul Spicer.
That's a great comparison.
I mean, did you get that same feeling? And, you know, here's a guy that, you know, is in and out, in and out, in and out of the league, and then last year has an opportunity and he seizes it.
Yeah, and Jeremy Mincy I had the pleasure of, you know, playing alongside of Jeremy Mincy. He's a young guy, high energy, high motor guy. And, you know, Gene Smith said it, and I agree with him, that he reminds him a lot like myself, a guy that's going to go out there and just give you all he has. And, you know, I know that Jeremy Mincy is going to have some big things to come in his future if he keeps the right attitude and continue to work hard as he's been doing. And I used to talk to him. I used to try to, you know, teach him everything I know because I had some great defensive linemen at my time helped me out and allowed me to become the player I was as a Jacksonville Jaguar.
Jeremy Mincy, there's so many players that we can sit here and analyze young players, but the thing that they've got to have, most of them, I mean, there's first-round picks, obviously, Paul, that don't. They've got to have the desire to work hard to stay in it, don't they? Because, I mean, how many places did you spend time before you got here?
Well, I only had two places. I mean, Seattle for training camp, and then I went to, you know, CFL for a few months, and then when I came out of the CFL, I had my shot with the Detroit Lions, and I was on the practice squad the majority of the season, got a few chances to play in a few games, and, you know, I think the biggest thing for me, I was able to, you know, be around some real defensive linemen. I mean, I'm talking about Michael Sinclair, Robert Porche, you know, Luther Ellis, James Jones, you know, guys that were, you know, Pro Bowl players and knew how to play this game at a high level and how to go about it being a pro every day. And I had, even Tony Brackens, when I got here to Jacksonville, Jeff Lagerman, Ronaldo Wynn, Tony Brackens, you know, Lagerman, you already left, so I can't really throw your name in there, buddy. But, you know. But
Yeah,
you
but
know,
I, even, I raised Brackens, though. Clyde raised T-Brack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and like I said, T-Brack and those guys helping me out, you know. I can't do nothing but continue to, you know, give back what was given to me. And that's what I did as I became the vet, as I became the OG, as guys like to call it, you know, when new guys were coming in, like Mincy, like Harvey and those guys. I kept trying to give it back to them. And the great thing about Mincy, as we talked earlier, he was willing to accept it. He was taking what I was giving and applying it. There was other guys that, you know, they felt they might have their own answers. And, you know, hey, that's cool too. But, you know, I was willing to do whatever I can to help the team be successful.
Thoughts on the labor situation now as a guy who's just recently left the game?
I mean, I know they're going to get it done. You know, football, I mean, NFL, it's America's greatest sport. And, you know, it's unfortunate for the fans because there's so much speculation about, you know, what's going on, why they can't get it done, where are they, how much money over here, how much money over there. And I just, you know, I would just caution everybody and just be patient because nobody wants to see the NFL strike out and not have a season. Nobody wants to see that. There's too many, you know, lives at stake here, not just the players, but a lot of people count on having those jobs for those eight games at Everbank Stadium. You know, a lot of people count on having those jobs, you know, when you have Jaguars out in the community doing things. So I just feel like too many people are going to be affected if we can't get nothing done. But I personally feel that they can definitely get it done. It's just going to take time. It's going to take patience. And it's going to take some people to, you know, compromise. And I just hope they can get it done.
Yeah, they'll get it done, Spice. And, hey, we got to go to a break. But, man, congratulations. Retiring as a Jaguar because, you know what, that was the right thing to do. And I commend you for coming to the Jaguars. And I also give credit to Paul Vance, Wayne Weaver,
yeah,
Gene Smith, because it was the right thing to do.
And people have Paul Spicer memories.
Absolutely.
I mean, from your first game.
You're absolutely right.
The day that you broke your ankle here against the Denver Broncos, or they broke your ankle,
right,
for you. The day that you broke up the fight between Big John and Mo Williams on the practice field. We have Paul Spicer memories.
Spice memories.
And of course, for all the members of the media and everybody who interacted with you, you standing in front of your locker, entertaining during the week, and even after a tough loss, always willing to ask the question, Spice. So we appreciate you and look forward to catching you around town.
I appreciate it, man. Like I said, I'll be there, and I'm here up in Indianapolis at the Combine to continue to network with these coaches. It's one of the facets of the game that I'm learning as I transition from a player to a coach, and I'm enjoying myself. But, you know, I got to say, without a doubt, I'm so grateful that, you know, Wayne and Dolores, as well as Tom Coughlin and even Jack and Gene, gave me the opportunity to come in and continue to work, and they saw my work ethic. And I know that counted for something because there were times where they brought guys in and paid a lot of money to kind of get me out of there. But, you know, they saw my worth and they kept me around. And I've been truly blessed to have a career to go for 9 years at one franchise. Not too many guys can say that.
Do you tweet, by the way? We had somebody that wants to know if you have a Twitter account.
I don't have a Twitter account. I'm a little old-fashioned. You know, and
that's why we like you, Paul.
Like, we love it, Paul.
I mean, that's not my thing. I don't Facebook. I don't Twitter. That's not my thing. So
right. He just spices.
You know, I email. That's
there you go. There you go.
You email and your phone call. There you go.
Spreading the spice the old school way. All right. Thanks, Paul. We'll catch you later. Yeah,
best of luck in Indy.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you guys.
That's Paul Spicer. We appreciate you, too. We'll take our final break. Come back with more after this on News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
You have to pay it. We follow it.
But Scott still believes the price tag could be too high for Florida taxpayers.
For the latest on how your tax dollars are being spent, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Yeah, one world, one voice. Yo, even those days I don't feel like getting up, even those days when I feel like giving up, then I realize that I touched a couple lives, other people in the world, and I know I gotta live it up. I'll refresh the world to be somebody, cause these hoods, man, they need somebody. All they need is one, I could be this one, our hearts could be this one, and we can be as one.
Refresh the world, I could be somebody.
Yeah, show the world, I could be somebody. Refreshing the world, refreshing the world.
Refreshing the world,
uh-huh.
Refreshing the world. if you refresh the world and become somebody.
The Pepsi Refresh Project is giving away millions in grants to refresh communities across America. So choose Pepsi, because every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Come on, everybody. Woo! Yeah! Everybody around the world, find someone you love. Tell them, make a new world. Refresh the world and let's make a new world.
Have you experienced the newly redecorated Wyndham Jacksonville Riverwalk Hotel? St. John's Cafe features a sumptuous daily breakfast buffet, and Current's Lobby Lounge offers you your favorite beverage and sporting events on high-def plasma TV screens. You can also enjoy a game of billiards. The Wyndham Jacksonville Riverwalk is proud to be the official hotel of the Jaguars and their home away from home during training camp. See for yourself. You'll find a fresh contemporary feel that'll please the most distinctive traveler. The new Wyndham Jacksonville Riverwalk at the corner of Hendricks and Prudential on the South Bank.
Daly's has plenty of reasons for you to stop by while you're waiting for the next Jaguar season. Whether you need to get your day started right with a fresh cup of Daly's grind coffee, or set the mood when you get home with a bottle of wine from the Daly's Reserve, Daly's is ready to make your day just a little nicer. And the next time you're at Daly's, sign up for the Daly's Rewards program so you can join other fans who earn free rewards every time they shop at Daly's. Daly's, it's nicer here. Proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Daly's Kickoff Kid.
What does it say about a company when they make you promise not to leave them before you've even tried them? Switch to a wireless company without annual contracts. A company like MetroPCS. Get unlimited nationwide wireless for $40, taxes and regulatory fees included, without signing an annual contract. MetroPCS.
Hello.
Nationwide wireless for all. Coverage and services not available everywhere. Rates, services, and features subject to change. Visit a MetroPCS store and MetroPCS.com for specific terms and conditions.
Looking for a big truck? Hey, everybody's got one. Looking for best-in-class towing? Well, now that eliminates everybody. But Ford. Meet the all-new 2011 Super Duty. Yours for $28,028. Ford Super Duty. Now at your local Southern Ford dealer. Starting manufacturer's suggested retail price, excluding destination, delivery charge, taxes, title, and registration fees. Optional equipment not included. When properly equipped, classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR.
Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
Largely the Senate Democrats that are saying that Republicans want a government shutdown.
Top national news from the staff of Fox News. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Now, traffic and weather. AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
From the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center, 295 northbound traffic has eased between 95 and Old St. Augustine Road. You've got an easy ride going over the Buckman Bridge, but if you plan on exiting at either Roosevelt or Blanding, you're going to add an extra 10 minutes just to get off the highway. From 95 to Blanding is about 15 minutes. 95 southbound traffic is busy coming out of downtown. You're going to be slow in the exit lanes at Butler. If you plan to exit at JTB, you're going to want to take an extra 7 to 9 minutes. I'm Andy Navarro on News Talk Radio, WOKV.
The WOKV weather meter is a 9 out of 10, mostly clear early tonight. Low clouds will form late, a low of 49. Tomorrow, after a cloudy start, it will become mostly sunny and delightful, a high of 74. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low of 54. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a few showers, but it will be warmer, a high up to 79 degrees. Sunshine returns for the weekend. I'm Mackie with meteorologist Brent Anderson for AM 690 and 106.5 FM, News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Welcome back. Jaguars This Week rolling along. Brian Sexton, Jeff Loggeman, Joe Fortunato. You know the number, 355-NFL1. Twitter's at JagsVoice. Facebook.com/JacksonvilleJaguars. Let's see.
Are we Facebooking or tweeting?
Well, I'm going to Twitter here. Okay. And Andy wants to know, do you ever hear that you sound like Dr. Phil?
Who?
You.
Me?
You.
Wow. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether you're talking about the quality or if it's the words that you're saying.
I think you look like Dr. Phil.
Oh, dear God. We knew we were going there. Another one.
Dr.
How much impact would a lockout have on the entire economy? Is it that big of a business? I don't know. You can't look at it from a nationwide, but you can look city to city.
Yeah, I mean, it would impact cities, there's no doubt. I mean,
think about all the people that work here on
the support staff, yeah, that are here on game days.
People that work the concession stands, security, parking.
the local hotels, and the restaurants absolutely would have an effect.
The grocery stores, you know, that see an increase.
For game day, you know, when people go and buy all their goodies for, you know, having their Sunday parties.
The folks at Gate, right, who sell so much of the things that people have as they come here. On
tailgaters, you know.
Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. I work at the Cardin.
That was nice. That was very nice.
Yeah, here and there. That's so, yeah, nice. it would have an impact if you look in the NFL cities, and not all of them, because, I mean, New York is New York. But when you look at places like Jacksonville, Nashville, Charlotte, Kansas City.
Big part of the economy.
New Orleans, yes, St. Louis. Yeah, well, we definitely have it.
And the thing that to me is that, you know, as a city here in Jacksonville, you lose the exposure when there's games that aren't on here from Jacksonville.
You betcha. Those beautiful shots that the TV folks use. Here's another one. A guy wants to know, will Jason Hill be back? Resounding, yes. He's a free agent.
Yeah, I think he is going to be back. And well, let me say this. We don't know whether he'll be back or not. If he is smart, he will come back.
Well, he told us when he was on All Access on CBS 47 with us at the end of the season, he saw the opportunity here.
He's got a great opportunity here. He has a coaching staff and a general manager that believe in him, that believed in him when not many other people did, when upon his release in San Francisco. He would be very wise for the long-term benefit of his career to stay.
All right, so there's the Twitter. Again, at Jags Voice, send the questions tonight throughout the week as you think about them. We'll work them on the air with Jeff over the course of the program. To Facebook, and we turn that over to Jolton Joe Fortunato, ladies and gentlemen.
Got a draft question from Brandon. Wants to know if you guys are looking at the defense or the offense in the first round. Brandon says he'd go with the D.
I'm a best available player guy. I don't care what position they are. The one that can have the most impact for the football team. Best available player.
Right. And I think all of us understand that's the way the gene works. When you look
you
at
have
the,
to be.
When you look at the players who probably fit there, it's probably going to be defensive players.
You fill holes in the later rounds. But when you're talking a premium player, which is your higher picks, you got to be sure. And the only way to be sure is to take the one who you believe is going to be the best player.
Let me give you a scenario. Theoretical, only theoretical. Let's say you're on the clock with that pick in the first round, and there is a pass-rushing defensive lineman and a shutdown corner or a top-end safety sitting there, okay? Mm-hmm. Knowing what you know about this team, if everything is equal, what would you rather have?
If everything is equal?
If everything is equal.
If you shut down corner is a premium position.
And that,
and
is,
as well as a pass rushing defensive end.
Which one do you think creates more impact immediately for this team? Knowing what you know about this team,
boy, I don't know, because I think that the corner and pass rushing ends both need a little time,
right,
to have an impact. Like running backs, wide receivers, I believe they can have an impact right away.
So you hope everything's not equal and one player's better than another.
They're never equal. Okay. To me, the one thing that rarely is equal is the quality of the person. That would supersede anything if everything else is equal.
Now, a lot of people are going to be looking at the quarterbacks. And we got a question on Facebook, and we're in the last minute here, about positions that you will watch. Will you spend – I'm not going to watch the Combine. I'll watch some of it.
I actually enjoy watching some of the NFL Network's coverage of it because they don't just show you the Combine. They show you – highlights. I enjoy listening to Mike Mayock. I think he's a very good talent evaluator, at least on TV he is. So I'll watch some of that.
I'll go back and I'll read their summaries. But the quarterback position is obviously one. If the Jaguars are going to get a young quarterback, this is the year to do it, whether it's the first round or the third round.
The ultimate position in sports. It's the nugget that everybody wants to find.
And you're talking about a bunch of quarterbacks who say they're going to throw.
Could change the future of your franchise.
If you're a quarterback, do you throw?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. If I'm able, I throw at the Combine. Show what you got.
Might as well. Thanks, Loggy. Joe?
You got it, Brian.
Good night, everybody. Talk to you next week for Jaguars This Week.
WOKV AM Jacksonville, WOKV FM, Ponte Vedra Beach.
AM 690 and 106.5 FM.